finished Arsenal 2, Atletico Madrid 1 in the end. We'll deal with the individual player performances in a second. Firstly, just to run through the game. Boring first half, frankly. Improved after the break when Jack Wilshere came on. Made a difference down the right-hand side, interestingly. But it was 0-0 until 80 minutes when a cross, I think, from Cesc Fabregas was volleyed in at the far post by Andre Arshavin on his left foot. Kind of had to stretch it low down, got it in at the near post. Keeper might have done better, but the Russian did well to keep it down. Both of them were subs. But then a couple of minutes later, Atletico equalised, a through ball that kind of cut a pass out of fence. I felt slightly sorry for them because there was another Atletico player coming back from an offside position, but he obviously wasn't interfering with play, and that was 1-1. And then just when you thought that was going to be it, Atletico started playing head ball at the head tennis at the back, and a wayward back header was intercepted by Osterin. One touch around the keeper. It looked like he had an impossible angle and that at best he'd be able to pull it back for Eduardo. But somehow he managed to scoop it home. And that was 2-1 to Arsenal and that was it. So onto the team. Vito Minoli in goal played the full game and frankly had a shaky period just before we scored our first goal with a couple of, one very embarrassing attempt to save a long ranger that did swerve and it was raining, but it was a poor attempt to save it and it went just past the post. Right back, Bakary Sagna was absolutely fine, as you would expect. Did quite well, got forward a lot. Crossing was okay. Left back, Armando Traore, he played half the game. He came off at half time, did fine. William Gallas played a full 90 minutes, as did Johan Joru, much as you would expect them to be. Central midfield, we started with the three in the middle, which was interesting, obviously. Aaron Ramsey, who came off in the second half, he looked quite lively, quite sparky, did fairly well. Danielson played the full game. One of his better games, I thought. Not perfect, but he certainly got stuck in a fair bit. And next to them was Tomasz Ruzicki, which was great to see. And he had a good first half before coming off. Scored an offside goal with a delightful finish. And genuinely looked pretty sharp, given how long he'd been away. On the left-hand side of this kind of 4-3-3 that we now seem to be playing was Nicholas Bentner, who had a kind of Bentner-like game at the end of last season where, you know, he was doing fairly well. Not everything perfect, but no complaints. On the right-hand side was Emmanuel Boué, fresh from his waving the Arsenal fans goodbye last weekend, so that was slightly odd. Or last week, Robin van Persie was Robin van Persie up front. As far as the substitutes went, at the break, Gael Clichy came on, he did absolutely fine. Fran Morita came on and was better than I thought of him in the past. Someone else came on and I can't remember who that was. Fabregas came on later, looked fine. Eduardo looked fine. Arshavin obviously did very well. And I feel very guilty that I can't quite remember the final player. Finally, it appears that Philip Sendros has gone to Everton. The excellent Wilshere was that final player.